Betty Pierce-Zoller.
How many cylinders are you running on? Run on all eight with V8.
This library has stood the test of time, 100 years. It was in disrepair, a relic, until Southwestern Bell provided funding to restore its original grandeur.
A grandmother, me. I'm only 45. Even when I had you 25 years ago, the people there were the best. What am I going to do? Pick up the phone and switch to AT&T? That's right.
America's been in love with you for 100 years. Stop by your neighborhood HEB today for the fresh, natural taste of Nabisco shredded wheat.
New York City! What'd I do with that there New York slicker? Why'd hang him? Hang him high!
You know, I've owned this beauty salon for nearly 10 years. It's the only thing that's ever really worked out for me. Get all my magic potions from Sally Beauty Supply. Good folks.
So, if you're tired of running in circles, trying to decide how to get the most out of your wireless service, call your Cellular One representative and say, show me the money. And although it's just a tiny little old black box with a pretty little logo on it, well, it's a whole lot cheaper and a bit more understated than a singing telegram. Not to mention you can carry it around with you just about anywhere.
Next, you must be the new cookie.
Try Blacksmith.
Jack Smith, huh?
The other day, I took a little trip to RB Furniture just to, you know, browse. I mean, I've been a mother for 10 years, so no one's going to make me buy something.
Welcome to Commercial Speak. I'm Hugh Lampman. Here's what Commercial Speak is and isn't. It is an audiobook with over 2 hours of information and trends for everyone remotely involved in professional voice work. Commercials, industrials, audiobook readers, narrators for all types of media from CD-ROM to telephone messaging. And this would include the performers, copywriters and other creatives, producers, talent agents, communications instructors and voice coaches, because this art form slash industry is almost always a collaborative effort. And the entire team needs to know the playbook. Commercial Speak isn't a crash course in how to be an overnight star in the voice business, and it shouldn't be taken as the definitive last word in how to polish your skills and techniques. You see, voicing is a very subjective craft. The bottom line always is that your work satisfies the client, or whomever signs your check, and that it successfully sells, teaches, persuades, explains, or enlightens the listener. Commercial Speak isn't just about commercials. We titled it that because commercials are simply audio commerce, business. And this is about the business of using your voice to make money. We invited the legendary Dick Orkin to share a few thoughts with our listeners. His honors and awards are far too many to mention, but if there were such a thing as a Hall of Fame for commercial guys, Orkin and his Radio Ranch crew would be right in there with the all-timers like Stan Freberg, Bob and Ray, Stiller and Mira, and Nichols and May. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Orkin.
I always thought it a pity radio wasn't around way back when Shakespeare wrote Hamlet. If radio performers had been sitting in the pits when Hamlet gave his instructions to the players, remember? Well, maybe the irritating excesses of radio performers might have been nipped in the bud once and for all. You know, Mr. Announcer, deep voice and dull, or silk and slick. Or Ms. Announcer voice, deep and dull and pseudo-sexy. Or just really cute and nice and normal and nice and cute, but really cute. Los Angeles and other cities and towns and hamlets have lots of very competent people. Many do sound alike. Many have that professional sameness or glossy slickness and vocal quality and style, all of which makes it very difficult for those who need to make a choice in casting. Faced with this parody kind of situation as they audition or compete for jobs, it seems to me the clear winners are those people who know the rules, the sound, and the style, but then have something unique that allows their going beyond technique in order to make an extraordinary impression. That's why the goal of Commercial Speak, this unique audiobook, is to take you to that road less traveled in voiceover education, one that goes beyond voice technique and preparation. It's a goal designed to help you facilitate your finding your own uniqueness and individuality as a performer. Hugh and Bob and Betty, Jerry and Larry have constructed commercial speak to fit today's marketing and advertising trends and realities. These are realities that spring from the advice of the late, great San Francisco ad genius Howard Luck Gossage, who said people don't listen to radio commercials, they listen to what interests them, and sometimes it's a radio commercial.
The microphone, like the camera, is a very intimate recorder. It's the job of the voiceover performer to sell a product without seeming to be selling, to tell a story unpretentiously, truthfully, to be funny or sad or prideful with complete honesty, because without honesty, it just doesn't work. I believe it was the late George Burns who, while explaining the secret of his success, said, "With acting, the most important thing is honesty. And if you can fake that, you got it made." Commercial speak will help you fake that honesty.
Voiceover is a business. And if you're in that kind of business, you must market just as though you were any other kind of business. When you market anything, you play up the differences, not the things that make you like everyone else. Find the part of your voice, your attitude, your speech pattern, not just the sound of your voice, that sets you apart from the rest. This is what you advertise to producers and casting people. This is what makes the decision makers pick you over anyone else.
Sounds like a good narrative flow is kind of like telling a joke skillfully.
That's a good analogy.
None of us is ever too experienced to not take our talent to the next level. Check out the Good Voice workshops and coaches. You can always learn new, different, and improved techniques, even if you're a seasoned veteran. Remember, an actor, including a voice actor, is a student for life.